It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Welcome back to Bottle Rock. What's that? Oh, no, 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 no. That starts tomorrow. Mike will be there tomorrow. He's going to Bottle Rock. I'm going to Couch. We're taking 4 days off. And I got special media passes for my ass on the couch. I don't have to pay a thing. It is a early edition of the Drive Hot Monk Brouhaha. And, of course, Herlinda's here, and my
Cheers.
Great friend Mark Carpenter from Anchor.
How are you doing? I have a great pale ale in my hand and some in my stomach. It's delicious.
All you care about. Yeah.
Delicious, yes.
And, you know, we hugged when you came in, as we always do, and you said something about I just got off one of my horses. And
yeah, I was told I had to be here early, so I had to run up here, got out of my boots, and came up. Still have my dirty pants on.
Yeah, well, you didn't smell like horse, but I love the smell
I'll
of
try.
Horse. Yes, next time, please, rub some horse smell on you. I love that smell.
Rub the mule, too.
We could have brought a Saison. I didn't know there'd be horses involved.
Our guests today are some folks from Third Street Ale Works. Gentlemen, I'll let Herlinda introduce you and then welcome... we love Third Street Ale Works.
Well, I was at World Beer Cup in Nashville, which is also known as CBC, the Craft Brewers Conference, screaming my head off for these folks because I was so excited to see Third Street Ale Works win a bronze for their beer that they brought in today. And I'll let Assistant Brewer Adam de la Montagna, who's a good friend of mine, and Tyler Laverty, who is the head brewer for the last 9 years there, tell you about the Annandale Pale Ale that won gold. But seriously, I was sitting with Tara Nuren, our friend that's a Forbes Beer and Spirits writer, and Nicole Ernie, who's a master cicerone, and the entire place was going bananas for Santa Rosa because for all kinds of reasons, but they really were supportive of us for winning these. And you guys did us super duper proud. I know you did last year too, but it was even more special this year since everything that the county's been through.
Well, let me just interject. I can do that, right, Mike? I'm the host? Am I still the host? Yeah, okay. Give us the history of Third Street Ale Works, because you guys have been around for a long time. And
22 years old this year.
Jeez.
You know, we got past that 21 mark, so that's always good. We have an owner who was very much wanted to have an establishment that he wanted to be able to eat and drink and bring his friends.
And that is?
That's Todd Hedrick.
No, Todd. Yeah, I haven't seen him in years, but
he's doing good. He's
still
got a couple
of
kids now, and
cool.
You know, just living life, traveling, surfing as much as you can still.
And of course, it's right downtown on Third Street, and I believe that's probably—I'm not sure, but I'm going to assume that's why they call it Third Street Ale Works.
Mm-hmm. Good guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I would do it.
Mark agrees.
So a lot of people don't realize that you have to go to another brewery. You have to drive past us.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, you guys have done so much. It's a great restaurant. And talk about the brewery part of the whole situation. Well,
we make all the beers on site.
Right.
We'll max out at 17 beers on draft, including two cask ales and a nitro stout. And you know, we just love being able to make a wide range of beers. You know, with the English Pale Ale, the Annandale that took the bronze at World Beer Cup, which is one of our original brews, and I was just looking it up earlier. It's its third win at the World Beer Cup, and we just took a bronze at the Great American Beer Festival last fall. We actually won the medal on Saturday, came home on Sunday, and the fires broke out.
Wow!
But so it's nice to actually be able to celebrate this time.
Yeah,
and all these awards they've won. It's getting harder and harder for any individual brewery to win more than one award.
Because there's so many
breweries. Yeah. So it says a lot.
What did I say? 8,000 beers were entered or something like that?
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, look, these guys have 16 different brews at their place. If you multiply that by 6,000-something brews in America, that's a lot of beer that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
What's really cool, too, Steve, I think you would find this really, really interesting as well. So the World Beer Cup is actually judged also, like, 75% of the judges were international from other countries. So it wasn't just like there was these California beer judges or American beer judges picking these beers to win. It was people from all over the world but loved your beers.
It always makes us good when an Englishman tells us we made a good beer, especially an English pale ale. You got to feel good about that, you know.
How in the world do you get that job to be a beer judge?
Yeah. Well, ask her, Linda.
Mark and I are both beer judges.
Really?
I haven't judged World Beer Cup or GABF, but Mark's judged GABF, right?
Yeah. Since I was a brewer, they always let me judge. I never had to go through any testing, fortunately. They probably wouldn't have passed.
And your thoughts on – and what is this, guys, that Mark's drinking?
This is their English pale ale, English-style pale ale.
Annadale pale ale.
It's absolutely true to form with the English hops and good alcohol. Little tiny bit more than you'd expect in England, but just tastes perfect.
And a little bit more alcohol than you'd expect?
A little bit more. Say that if we were in a pub in England, a pale ale is probably going to be just around 4, and this is just around 5. So it's just a little bit more alcohol, but it's perfect.
But not much.
Not much.
Brandon Gunther from Rocker Oyster Fellers is sticking around with us because we love him. He loves us. And Oyster Palooza, the annual event, is happening Sunday in Valley Ford. What are you drinking, tequila or beer?
No, water.
Water, no, of course.
No, it's beer.
Just put a beer in your hand.
So you're drinking the same stuff Mark
is? Yes, sir.
Thoughts?
Yes, sir. Well, I haven't tried it yet until you put me on the spot.
Let's say this is probably one of my favorite camping beers. Just like every time I go camping, I always just bring a 5-gallon of this. It's non-offensive. People who don't typically like beer, as they say, typically will drink this beer because it doesn't have that heavy, bitter, lingering character.
Right.
No.
Pale ale is my favorite pretty much style of beer, right, Mark?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
So we do also a West Coast pale or Puddle Jumper, which is 90% Simcoe hops. Definitely more bitter forward. I mean, a hop forward, a lot more aroma when it comes to it. But this one, we actually do this on cask, and one of the projects I do with it is I put it on Earl Grey tea, and the bergamot and the Earl Grey
really
comes out on that. Oh, it's just phenomenal. We always get requested
that's very
to put
British.
That on. Yeah.
So what do you throw, Earl Grey tea bags?
I go to actually get Oliver's, and I get they're good Earl Grey.
Loose leaf tea.
Yeah, they tend to have a little bit more bergamot to them when they're actually loose leaf.
And that's that lovely nose of the Earl Grey. But you guys also brought something that I just judged for the Sonoma County. It's called the NorCal Beer Festival. We'll get them on here pretty soon. It's at the Sonoma County Fair. And your Cucumber Gosa, I just found out. I tasted it blind. And what place did that come in?
It ended up taking a silver.
Nice.
Cucumber beer?
Yeah, Cucumber Gosa.
One of my favorites.
Good grief.
It smells really good like with oysters.
It has a little salt. Gosa simply have a little bit of salt to them. So imagine eating like a salted cucumber. It kind of brings that out.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
It's got electrolytes
in it. We've done this before. We actually used we both have gardens at our house. And so we brought in, my dad has gardens. So we collected all the lemon cucumbers and cucumbers we can get from our friends. And we sat there and hand processed them for a couple hours and put it on top of beer, and that was phenomenal. This one, everything we use is typically real fruit. We try to hand process as much as we can in-house. Passion fruit, we have a passion fruit goes on too. That's a little hard to hand process passion fruit, so that one we had to bring in a fruit puree. Yeah. But other than that, it's just, you know.
You must have to take the peel off, right, Mark, it's not bitter, right?
Yeah,
I've never made a cucumber gozer.
So we peeled the cucumbers and then seeded them and pureed them before we added them to the beer.
Okay.
And it only took about 3 days to get the flavor into there.
Actually, I bet Steve would like this.
Yeah, pureed would go quickly. Huh?
Yeah, real fast.
But I got no problem with cucumbers and salt.
Yeah, and also, what does it pair really well with? Oysters. But you know what? Adam said that your dad was a battalion fire chief, right?
Yeah.
And the Tamales Bay oyster guys used to bring all kinds of oysters to the firehouse.
To oysters,
so you know how to shuck an oyster. So I bet Brandon could get you doing one and we could try it.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
I don't think you can say shuck on the air. Brandon, you guys use cucumbers at all at Rockers?
Oh, you bet. I put it in my gin martini just about every night after service.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I have had a gin martini with a cucumber slice, and it was great.
Yeah, it's healing. It's got healing properties to it, for sure.
What are some of the, since this is brouhaha, Brandon, talk about, I know Lagunitas, obviously, will be there on Sunday at Oyster Palooza, but... Yes. How many other craft beers or whatever you guys are doing there?
Well, I think we got – I think we have about four or five on the truck. My wife, Shauna, did all the ordering, so I'm not sure exactly what she ended up getting. But
you must delegate some responsibilities.
But we're going to be bringing in the Bodega Head, the Bodega Head IPA from Third Street.
Oh,
so
nice.
we just talked about it in the waiting room over there. So
yeah.
We'll be bringing a keg in, too.
I'm not a doctor. I play one on the radio. It's the green room, not the waiting room.
Oh, excuse me.
But all our magazines are all from 10 years ago.
Right.
Guys, talk more about Third Street, because everyone loves this place, and it's been there for so long. What did you say, 22 years?
22 years. Well, you know, I'll give you a little story of myself. I started out Third Street as a bouncer.
Really?
I was a home brewer for most of my life. I mean, my dad's been home.
You know, we need a bouncer on the show.
Hey, and I bounce. I can do it, man. They said that there was an opening to wash some kegs, so I became a keg slayer. Then I took some classes, and Tyler decided that he felt that I was okay to take the brewing position. He's okay with my smell. And so I went ahead and started brewing beer, and me and this dude have just been killing it. And we've really been trying to bring some new life in the beers. We got some hazy IPA coming out next week, our 22nd anniversary hazy IPA. Phenomenal. I didn't really like hazies until I happened to try another, Revision Brewing's hazy. What's it called? Tahoe Haze. Oh my God, I drank that beer. That was life changing. So I was like, we need to make this beer. How do we make this beer? I got the information I could, and we brewed a beer that could taste like that.
Didn't we talk about hazy?
Yes,
recently
we were making the point that when we first started making our Liberty Ale, we had a hard time getting it clear, and now hazy's become a thing, and
yeah.
So it's a whole different ball game. Because back in the day, you couldn't sell a hazy beer, but now it's quite its own style.
We've actually had to make a change. We originally used gelatin as our fining, and we kept on getting hit by some of the non-gelatin eating people.
Oh yeah!
And so we switched over to Biofine. So I just want to know vegan friendly at a brewery.
Geek alert! What is Biofine
is a silica based fining solution.
It clarifies the beer.
Yeah, it clarifies the beer. But so we don't filter. We're
isn't that the stuff
beer.
That comes with your shoes that says "Do not eat"?
It's a type of product.
It's
like
a food grade product that's totally safe to use and vegan friendly.
Okay,
it's very common in the industry.
Yeah. And Tyler, your history and how you got to all this.
I was actually an analytic chemist in the wine industry, and I had started homebrewing and realized that I liked my time on the weekends making beer a lot better than I liked my day job. So I quit my job in 2009, and I went to do the UC Davis Master Brewers program.
Cool.
I graduated from there, and actually ended up winning the Chris Malting Award in my class when I took the Institute of Brewing and Distilling entrance exam, and got hired at Third Street Ale Works and started as their assistant brewer. And in 2014, I took over as the brewmaster when Randy retired, and I've been running the show since.
Charlie Brewmaster.
Bamforth was
I don't know about show. Yeah. I'd say more of a circus. But
we just had him on.
Yeah, Charlie Bamforth and Michael Lewis were our two instructors, and they're amazing. Actually, in the year that I went there, one of my classmates made up a Bamforth bingo card, and we played Bamforth bingo during the class that included things like shameless self-promotion of a book, Margaret Thatcher, Carlin Black Label. So about 10 a.m., one of the guys in the front raises his hand, and Charlie says, what's going on? What are you doing? And he says, I just wanted to say bingo. And Charlie looks at it and just starts cracking up and was very happy. It was actually a great class. I had Remy Martin from Fogbelt sitting two seats over from me, and Andy Hooper from Seismic sat directly in front of me. So three of us are now brewing in Santa Rosa that all were 09 graduates of Davis Master Brewers.
Yeah, it's fabulous. He's got the perfect background for brewing, you know, all that chemistry that I never had. And had to
You just stumbled in 1971 to anchor in San Francisco.
Which I picked up a lot over the years, you know.
Sure, of course.
Not as much as I should have, but no, he's got the perfect background making a great beer. By the way, if I could mention this, the cucumber goes. It's got unbelievable cucumber aroma, just fabulous.
Is this the cucumber?
Yes, that's why. Because I thought you'd like that, Steve. Does that smell delicious?
Yeah, and the salty taste, and then a bit of sour. And I was curious, how did you sour it?
We kettle sour it.
Yeah.
Geek alert.
Yeah,
explain
you
kettle
explain
souring.
That,
so we brew a beer on Friday. We get all the liquid in the kettle. We briefly bring it to a boil to sterilize it, cool it down. We introduce a lactic acid bacteria culture on Friday. Come back on Monday morning, and we have a nice sour beer that we then boil, sterilize it, and ferment it away. And a couple weeks later, we put it on some cucumbers and let it sit.
So lactic acid is somewhat the same thing that you would like use similar for like making yogurt.
That's actually how we do it.
So yogurt and kefirs and things. Mm-hmm. So this is actually good for us. So it's like electrolytes and probiotics. Drink away.
Hey, I'll tell you, as Mark said, the nose with the cucumber, it's brilliant, and I love the taste.
I was thinking about doing a red beer with this. I don't know if you guys, they do it in the South, but here we call them micheladas. But doing like a tomato beer with this, I thought would be really
good. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I could
like
see that.
Kind of like the margarita that you just made us earlier.
It's brunch time.
Brunch time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
We took this beer to the Boonville Beer Fest, and we were all out there camping from Friday through Sunday, and first beer that we finished in camp, and it was the first beer we finished at the festival. It was just so refreshing.
No, it really is good.
I just make one comment on the souring. You know, the souring in the kettle is a smart way to do it because brewers worry about getting bacteria in their brewery, in their cellar tanks. And so if you put the bacteria in your kettle and then you boil it and destroy the bacteria, you don't have to worry about getting bacteria throughout the brewery
and
have a sour beer.
Yeah, with a 22-year-old brewery, there's a lot of places that we could get bacteria, and I don't even want to try
exactly.
to
attack it. Exactly.
And then bacteria talk line two, you're on the air. All right, we are back on the Hop Monk Brew Ha-Ha on this Thursday. Mark Carpenter from Anchor, now retired, riding his horses. And Herlinda, never going to retire. So our friends from Third Street Ale Works are here.
Ooh, yum.
You guys do some great stuff.
He just poured a cucumber gosa inside the oyster.
We'll see how it goes, man.
I bet that's good.
Oh, you brought the oysters, Brandon?
Oh, you bet I did.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Brandon Gunther is here.
He can open
you
one
up,
for
man.
Yeah, shuck me up, buddy.
Do you want to try it with the gosa inside of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on.
We got such a big studio now, big table. They're having to like reach across, like
The grape growers.
The only way do I brew, I shuck too. Just let you guys know. That.
Yeah. He brews and shucks.
Adam, I'm glad you're coming to Palooza because when we get in trouble, I'm going to pull you in.
Yeah, there you go. Man.
Oh man,
natural.
I don't know if you're listening, babe, but we're going to Palooza. Just so you know this.
Yeah.
So Brandon from Rocker Oyster Fellers is trying. Do you want one, Mark? Nah? He's trying the oyster with the cucumber gosa. How's that?
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
That's amazing.
Oh, it's
great.
It's brilliant.
I thought the pale ale the pale ale is delicious, but I thought it was really refreshing, too, and light, just a little bit of malt to it. Real easy drinking, but this gosa is like.
With oysters?
It's nuts, yeah.
I should have known you usually do bring oysters in, so.
There's a few here.
Yeah,
good. All right, you're going to need to stick around. For a while.
All right.
Shuck, baby. Shuck.
Actually, Adam's actually pretty good at this. I'm
a
impressed.
Master shucker.
All right. I'm getting the time crunch from Mike here. We're slaves to the clock. It's coming up on 5 o'clock. Guys from Third Street Ale Works, thank you so much. You've done a great job, all of you, for so many years. And everyone knows. Oh, look at that. Now he's
congrats
pouring.
On World Beer Cup.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations on everything. Say hi to Todd. I haven't seen him in years. And Herlinda, and of course, Mark Carpenter, and Brandon. You're going to stick around because you're going to shuck some oysters.
You got it.
Of course. Okay, cool. All right. Thanks, Mark. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure. And you need to come back sooner than later.